Thank you. my Savior. And I'm glad he's my Savior. And I just want to stand and give him a praise tonight. That I'm thankful for the youth we have here. It's a youth service. I think I should do more than what I do. A youth service is good. It gets us to get out of our comfort zones, to prepare for our place next, our next place, where we're working up to. What am I going to do? Youth service. What am I going to do? How about what am I going to do this weekend? Not youth service next weekend. Even if it's not a youth service, should I wait for a youth service to stand up and give them a praise? No, I should praise them every day. It doesn't matter if I'm in church. It doesn't matter if I'm at work. It doesn't matter if I'm in school. If I'm in a public place, I need to be willing. I need to have my heart on Him all times. To remember, it's not. I don't just come here to serve Him. I need to be willing to let Him lead me anywhere, wherever I am, to lead me and to lead my steps and my actions. I went to the campground this past month, I think, and it was wonderful. It's always a wonderful feeling. I say every time I talk about a meeting, I always say how wonderful it is to go to these meetings and feel the Spirit of God. I say that every time. But every time I go to the campground, there will be these sessions, where a bunch of youth just get together, whether it be between services or after the night services, they'll get together and they'll just play music and they'll sing. And I don't want to take for granted what an amazing thing that is, that I'm part of a group of people, not just of a group of young people, but a group of people that really, I'll use these, you know, a long time ago, I wouldn't have wanted to be a part of that. But I'm thankful I'm here. I'm thankful I'm part of a youth that does like to get together and sing. We did that today. The youth got together and sang praise and worship songs, and that's an amazing thing. Some places, some churches you go to, none of the youth are interested in that. Some places they don't care. Some places they'll do whatever they're supposed to do in church, and then after that they'll go and who knows what they do. Who knows? But I'm thankful I'm part of a youth that really does have a fire and a love for God and is really a part of that. And I need to lean on those youth. They're good people to surround myself with, other than anyone out here I'd meet. And I just want to say I'm very pleased with where the youth is going, and I'm excited. I'm glad to be a part of that, and I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I have no idea where I'm going with this, but I just wanted to stand. I wanted to give God a praise and to be thankful for what I have here.
Brother Weininger asked me as we walked back up to our seats, do I remember when he set me free? He said, one day I was set free, and I said, that's all I could think about. That in my mind, I was thinking down here, just that's my Jesus, and that one day he did set me free. I came down to the altar right here during a Little Rock youth meeting several years ago, and Brother Carl Vanderbaum prayed with me, and he set me free. That day I got the Holy Ghost, and I remember calling my grandma and saying, Mimmo, I got the Holy Ghost. And just the feeling of peace and how clean I felt, it was amazing what the Lord can do if we'll let Him. And I was thinking all during that song, is He your Jesus tonight? Is He your Jesus? Will you let Him set you free? There's things in this world that can bind us, and we know that. We know all the things that can come against us in life. As youth and as adults, you grow up and you have to learn to take things. And we have a saying in our families that, well, that's just life. You got to learn to go through it. But I'm glad that I don't have to go through it alone tonight. I'm glad that I have the Lord tonight to walk with me walked by my side, that he is here right now. Even right now, he was here with us this morning, and he's here again tonight. He'll meet with us if we'll reach out, and we'll seek him, and we'll get our minds on him when we come into service. And I'm so thankful for that. When service started this morning, it was like every other morning when I come into service, Lord, I need just one more touch. Not that I'm just going through this horrible valley and I'm just so low, but Lord, I need one more touch today. I need something to get me through. And it's not just a quick fix. It's not just something to last me till Wednesday or till next Sunday or next time I read my Bible. It's because I know I need the Lord at all times, at every moment of the day. And I know that I can call on him and he'll always be there. I'm so thankful tonight. I didn't want to sit in my seat and let, you know, time go by and it get quiet or anything like that, because I don't want the Lord to leave out of here. I don't want us to have a service where he's right here and we're right here. Let's just reach up and touch him tonight. If you really want to serve the Lord, if you really have a desire, let's reach up, let's touch him tonight. And I'm not saying it to you as so much I am to myself. I desire to have a closer walk with the Lord tonight. And I'm so thankful that I can call on him when I need to. He's always there when I need him, and I'm thankful for that tonight.
I just want to say I'm very thankful to be here, and I'm very thankful for our youth, and I'm glad that I get to come to this church and not have to go anywhere else, because I know anywhere else is not like here, and I'm thankful that God just let me be here all my life.
Pop right up, not even think twice about it, like Natalie did just then, especially when somebody doesn't get up very often. It's always good to hear somebody, and always good to hear Natalie. And I'm just thankful to be here, and I'm thankful to be in the body of Christ. I'm thankful to have such a good family. Not just a natural family, but a church family, people who've got my back and been through thick and thin. And not just in Arkansas either, in Texas, Illinois, Michigan, Oregon, California. I mean, they're everywhere. I got family everywhere. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful we've got somebody backing us up here. You know what? Sometimes meetings, that's something good to think about. You know, that's right, exactly. The whole body, not just the hand in Oregon, not just the hand down in Texas, but everywhere. It's the whole body. They know they support me. They got my back. They know where I am, what I'm trying to strive for. They know where I'm going. They know where I'm wanting to go. You know, sometimes I think about that. As much as some things different people squabble about in the body, how we bleed differently from this and that. You know what? We're serving the same goal. We have our eyes on the same goal, and I'm thankful for that. You know what? Sometimes, we're humans. We're never going to agree on everything. Never. We're not perfect. But you know what? If I can look straight across the table at my brother and say, you know what? Our eyes on the same goal. Our feet are heading the same way. Our hands are going up. I'm thankful for that. And I got to thinking about how meetings, you know, sometimes you get discouraged in this life. And sometimes, all the time, you get discouraged in this life. I know I do. Especially the field I work in, you see all these older people walking and going blind. You know, that's depressing. You know, I can't see my grandbabies anymore. Like, I mean, that's what I got to look forward to. You're like, yay me. But then I start thinking about it, get depressed. You know, you go to a meeting, you go to church. You know, sometimes you lose the sight of the big picture. You know, if you ever go look at the Mona Lisa or anything like that, and you get real close to it, you don't know what you're looking at. You know, to me, it's kind of like going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. You're right there on that picture. You're okay. It's the same thing, same thing. I don't know. I'm just a big old blob of color right there in front of me. You know, you go to a meeting, you take a step back. You start getting a full picture of what you're looking at and what this body is striving for. It's a beautiful thing, what we're striving for. You know what? It's hard to explain to people what we're striving for. Okay, you know, sometimes they don't quite get. You know, we're used to a world where everybody has the answer to everything. You know what? You don't know the answer? Google it. Bing it. You'll find it real quick. And when I tell them, say, we don't have all the answers, but we're still looking. They don't think about that. They're thinking like, what's this little short guy talking about? What's going on here? And I started thinking, not too long ago, I got in a wreck. I totaled out my car about a month ago, and going 25 in a 25 mile per hour curve, just going the speed limit, just hydroplane right in the trees. Just me, and you know what? And as soon as I trees hitting thing, my windows busted out. I'm sitting there on my hand, I'm shaking like a leaf on a tree. And you don't think you do that until you actually get in a wreck like that, and you're actually shaking. And you're like, and then you start thinking, the first thing that pops in my mind is, in the day of adversity, consider. And I'm like, consider what? What am I considering here? I'm too short, driving too fast, driving the wrong kind of car. But what am I considering? And I was trying, and you know what? I went home and talked to Dad about it. He didn't believe me because I didn't call him or nothing like that. What's he going to do? I'm stuck in a ditch. So I got towed out in the middle of nowhere out in Roland. I get home. I'm sitting there and just mosquito bites all over me. I look like I just got drugged behind a car. I look terrible. He's like, what happened to you? And it's like midnight. And I'm like, I got in a wreck. And he thinks I'm kidding. And he's like, no, you didn't. No, seriously, what do you got mosquito bites all over you for? And so I got in a wreck. And he's like, what? And then, and so we go walk out there, and he's like, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And he's like, well, it is what it is. At least you're okay. And then we sat down and talked for a long time. You know, you get dragged home at 12, you got that adrenaline rush, you kind of got that crash. You're like, ugh. I'm thinking, what am I going to do with the insurance? What am I going to do this? What am I going to do with that? And Dad said, and what I was thinking right then, he said it again. Well, you know what, son? In the day of adversity, consider. I know, you know what, but I still didn't answer my question. Consider what? He still couldn't answer me. Like, what am I considering here? And then it dawned on me later on that night, consider that I'm a child of the King. Consider that. That wreck could have been a lot worse. Consider that I'm still here. Consider that my hand, his hand is over me. I'm still under his covering. And you know what? I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he's still covering me. No matter what mistakes I make, no matter what happens, you know what? He still covers me. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes they call us Tornado Alley. And I got a lot of friends back in high school. Man, they were just scared of it. Back in our neighborhood, man, they tore up their house. I mean, this girl, anytime she heard thunder, she was scared. I mean, she would start crying, running the corner, and get in the field position. It was just terrible. And you know what? I was thinking, well, you know what? I don't know why she's scared. I know the master of the wind. And I'm thankful for that. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Yeah. You know, when it stormed so bad last night, I woke up about 1:45. I heard the storm and thundering. And you know what? A lot of people, that might worry. You know what? I didn't. I don't think we should either. These storms of life are rising around us right now. Things are going down in the economy. You got the presidential campaign, the VP debate. I wasn't too impressed with either one of them. But anyways, but you know what? I know the master will win. I know no matter what happens, God's going to put an office who he wants to be put in office, and I'm thankful for that. I also went to a quartet thing. I got invited by a friend to go to a quartet thing out in Vining Ridge. And you know what? You want to be thankful for this. You go to a different church. And you know what? We clap differently. They start singing Victory in Jesus. I'm getting into it, clapping, clapping. Everybody's looking at me. My dawn's like, wait a minute, I'm clapping on a different beat. I'm marching to a different tune. I don't know what's going on. And they're all looking at me. I'm just like, I don't quite get it. You know, were they really good singers? Yes, they were. They were great singers. But you know what? I didn't feel that great touch of spirit that I do here. You know, watch them get into it, and they're just being demonstrative about their worship. And it's really great to watch people move out like that. You know, I'm thinking, if they only knew. If they only knew, with right down the road, 8101 Colonel Glenn Road, what more they could have. You know what? They may not be ready for that right now. You know, when it comes to a time, you come to a breaking point for everybody where, you know, you got to, when you're doing anything, you get so frustrated what's going on, you just have to try, you plead to God, I need something different. I need something to break loose of this. You know, sometimes you get in that callous spirit. I know the first time I got the Holy Ghost, when Brandon, I heard Granddad whisper that to Brandon, and just kind of went through one ear, went out the other. But then Brandon talked about it. Where did God set you free? You know, God's still setting me free. I'm still bound up. I'm still callous. I'm still working on that. You know, I still want to work on that. I think that's something we should keep striving to be more and more in tune to God. When he started saying that, and he said, where did he first set you free? I remember I was sitting right there, or standing right there in front of us, where Brother Sam Velez was singing. And Phil Fisher grabbed my arm and said, you want to go up there? And I was probably 10, 12 years old. And I was thinking, no, not really. I don't want to go up there. I'm good. I'm cool. And then something inside of me just tugged. Just got tugged a little bit. And you ever see those movies, you get a tug of war. And someone keep pulling. Your feet are dirty in the ground. They keep pulling you. That's the way I felt. You know what? That's not. I got the Holy Ghost. I tried so long to get it. You know, that was the night I got set free. You know, I'm still getting set free. Our youth meeting, I got set free at campground. I get set free. I'm getting set free right now, you know, just breaking loose, breaking the calluses, and being part of this. That's breaking free. Anytime you get through this, anytime you have something hard, you know, you break free. You're in the pack. I was watching Tour de France. I talked about the Tour de France not too long ago. And you know, watching the Peloton, the main group of riders, and you see that one person sprint ahead and he breaks free. I want to be that sometimes. I want to break free ahead of the pack, and I want to lead this. I want to help people grab a hold of this. You know, it was me mopping the floors. That's fine. It was me getting up here and screaming and acting like a fool. That's fine too. I just want